This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
So we got a really cool toy for our new house.
Well, what kind of toy? Like a Frisbee? A sprinkler that you can run through? A slip and slide? Oh, tell me you got a slip and slide, Bethy.
We're gonna get a slip and slide because we have a cool hill to slip and slide down. But
that's
no.
That's when I was a kid, we had a slip and slide and I thought, oh my God, if it's fast with water, how fast would it be if I put dish soap on it?
And no.
We went so fast. My mom was so mad because we killed all the grass. Oopsies. But I did go fast.
I'm sure you did. And I'm jealous that I didn't think of dish soap. Mm-hmm. That's like, kind of amazing.
I'm surprised I have any skin left because I must have like flown off and then landed at the other end of the yard. You know what I mean? Like just got yard burn.
Gross. Okay. Mm-hmm. So as fascinating as that is, mm-hmm. it is not a slip and slide. We got a pizza oven.
Well, now that's the dream of all dreams.
I'm living the pizza oven lifestyle.
Did it cost a lot of dough?
It actually did, but it was a gift. It's a really, really nice one.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, I'm going to get in. We'll get so much to talk about today because I went to dinner at a new a cuisine I tend to avoid. I went in because I didn't think I could be healthy and I found a way to do it.
Sushi.
What?
You've said that before. Sushi's hard to because of all the rice.
Close, but no.
Okay.
Chinese food.
I love Chinese.
Me too. But can I make it healthy? I think I figured out a way. Oh, so much to get to.
Okay.
Updates on our health journeys. But and also, have you ever tried to get out of paying a bill at a restaurant? Somebody went to extreme measures. I'll tell you about that. Lots going on today. It's a brand new episode of Hello
Recipe.
Recipe. Hello, I'm Ross Matthews.
And I'm Ross's bestie since high school, Bethy Hungerford.
And even though we live on opposite sides of the country, we talk on the phone every single day. And what do we talk about most?
Food.
Yes, food. And your non-existent dating life.
Oh my God.
But mostly food.
I'm a cookbook author.
Yeah, you are. And I've taken the reins of my health by cooking every single day. I call them my recipes. They crack the code on delicious food that's actually good for you.
And now we're sharing the food-obsessed convos we have every day with all of you.
Yep, it's all about food, friends, and fun. This is Hello Recipes. And welcome to the program. I'm Ross Matthews. Bethy is Bethy Hungerford, also known as the mother to a brand new outdoor pizza oven. Tell me everything. What kind?
Oh my gosh.
How much does it retail for?
$500.
What? $500?
I know. I looked it up, which is kind of rude to do about gifts, but I usually do.
So it was a housewarming gift from a friend? That's a good gift.
It's a good friend.
Understood.
What did you get me as a housewarming gift?
Same thing you got me.
Nothing.
Okay.
Okay. So, understood.
So, okay. So your friend, do we want to say which friend?
My friend, Kate.
Your friend,
who's
Kate.
A pastry chef. She studied at the Culinary Institute of America.
Oh my God. So she got you this pizza oven. And so how does it work? Can we give the brand?
It's Gozney. Gozney.
Gozney pizza oven. Okay. God. Mm-hmm. Oh my Gozney. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, wow. There's tons of different varieties. Some are as expensive as $2,000.
Holy hell.
Holy wowza. Okay. Oh, I see here. Oh, I see it here. This is the Gozney Rockbox pizza oven. It's retails for $499. It's beautiful. Tell me how it works.
Okay, so you hook it up to...
Well, first you take out a small loan, and then what?
And then you hook it to a propane canister thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Didn't see that coming. Okay.
Yes. And then you turn it on, let it heat up real hot. And then pizza dough is something I'm getting used to, because when I've done pizza dough in the past, like, you make it, you let it rise, then you use it. But with this kind of pizza dough, you need to like make it a day or two ahead of time so that you can get it real thin.
That's a lot of planning. I don't have time for, you know what I would do is I'd go through like Trader Joe's and just grab the pizza dough that they make.
Yes. So they sell pizza dough, sourdough pizza dough on Island, but it's like $6 for a thing of pizza dough when I can make it for like 50 cents.
Understood. So have you been making your own pizza dough?
My kid has been making pizza dough.
How do you make a pizza dough?
We could get Charlie in to talk about it.
I would love to have your daughter in here to talk about it.
Yeah. You want me to get her?
Would she come in and tell me about it? Is she comfortable with the podcast?
Hold on. You want me to yell?
Yes. Do the mom thing.
Hold on.
And yell.
Charlie, can you come here for a sec?
Oh my gosh. Now, I love Bethy's kids. They're so sweet and they have the cutest British accents. I want to be like Mary Poppins and carry on a little purse and just pull gifts out for them. Hi, Charlie.
Hold on. She can't hear you. I'm going to give her the headphones.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. Charlie. Hold on. Your headphones are going on. Charlie, hello. It's Uncle Ross. Hello. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm so great. Good. For starters. Hi. Love you. Miss you. Hey, yeah. So I want to know, the pizza oven sounds so cool, right? So I want to know, how do you make the pizza dough?
It's 1¼ cups of warm water and 4 more tablespoons. Then you put 2 teaspoons of salt in and you stir it around until it's dissolved. And then you put ⅛ teaspoon of instant yeast, and then you stir that around until it's dissolved. And then 4½ cups of bread flour. And then you knead it until it's mixed. And then you leave it to set for 20 minutes. And then you take it out and knead it a bit more, and then leave it for 1½ hours. Take it out and knead it a bit more, and then put it back for 5 hours to rise.
Well, I need it a bit more myself. Honestly, it sounds so good. Do you just have those measurements off the top of your head, an 1/8 teaspoon of 1/4 of this and of that, that you just memorized all that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, when I come visit, will you make it for me?
Yes.
Understood. And then your mother, what's your mom like as a mom?
What?
What kind of mom is your mom? Give me 2 words to describe your mom as a mom.
Kind and awesome.
Kind and awesome. If your mom was a pizza, what kind of pizza would she be?
Strawberry.
Understood. All right. Thank you so much. Strawberry pizza. All right. Thank you. And now we know Charlie's recipe. Hi.
Okay. So all I could hear was Charlotte's side.
I asked what kind, if you were a pizza, what kind of pizza would you be?
Me or her?
Yes. To describe you, if your mom was a pizza, what kind of pizza would your mom be?
And?
Strawberry.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it sounds great. Honestly, a strawberry pizza, I could see it. Like, people put pineapple on pizza and it works. Like, can you imagine if you did goat cheese, like some red onions, a balsamic drizzle, strawberries,
yes, and honey. Have been
honey roasted, maybe some arugula on top of it when it's all done. A strawberry pizza could be amazing.
Okay, so we are making pizza tonight for dinner because Charlotte's godmothers are coming over to see
Fun.
The new house.
Oh, great.
And maybe I'll try a strawberry pizza.
So here's how I would like you to make that. I'd like you to do the dough. Just ask Charlotte for my recipe. Yeah, ask Charlotte for my recipe. I would do like olive oil on the pizza itself. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Well, I'm currently working with an olive oil company, so I have some amazing flavored oils: rosemary, lemon, chili, garlic.
I would do chili. Let's do a little heat with the strawberry, right?
I like it.
So do that on there instead of a sauce. In lieu of a sauce, I would do some strawberries, if you can do some just mozzarella and then some goat cheese as well. Maybe some thin red onion or shallots, like, you know what I mean? On top.
Red onions, I think. Yeah.
I think, yes. And then I would put some honey, like maybe like a hot honey. Could you make a hot honey? Mm-hmm. The strawberries, maybe a balsamic drizzle, some sea salt.
Yes. Thick, it, crunchy thick sea salt.
Fleur de sel. Put that on there. Cook it in your $500 pizza oven. and then cover it with, you would say rocket in England, but arugula that you've dressed with a little bit of, I would do like a little olive oil, lemon, salt, and pepper.
Yeah. Or I could use the lemon olive oil.
There you go. Toss it, put it on top of that pizza, and that's going to be delicious.
Did you say goat cheese?
I did.
Okay, great. Maybe, here's an idea. Maybe some.
I got it. I already chopped pistachios, what? Salted pistachios.
I was going to say walnuts. I
don't like walnuts. So
pistachios. Yeah, that is so funny. We both went the same place.
We both went nuts.
We both wasn't the first time.
Hey, congratulations. Let me know how that pizza works out. Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder, I asked you a question in the beginning. Have you ever not wanted to pay the bill at a restaurant?
Every time.
And listen, no, we're kidding. Of course we always pay. But you've heard the stories about people like, I found a hair in my food at the last minute, or I've never done that.
We feel the same way. Like, it's people making the food.
Is and people exactly. What do you want? A robot to do it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I don't. So I just let it go.
People get really experimental. And I don't know if this is true, but I think it is. It was on Instagram. So it's got to be. It was this account called Stay Strong Motivated. I don't know. But they had a story about a 50-year-old man, originally from Lithuania, but now living in Spain, came up with a unique way to avoid paying for his meals at over 20 restaurants. He would order his food. He would enjoy it. And then he would pretend something.
To die. Heart attack.
Bethy. Ding, ding, ding. He would order his food, enjoy it, and then pretend to have a heart attack. His dramatic performances were so convincing that he even received medical attention on several occasions. But restaurant staff quickly caught on to his act. They noticed that after enjoying his meals, which often included several glasses of white label whiskey and salad, he'd suddenly slumped to the floor, pretending to be in severe pain. His bills that were unpaid ranged from £15 to £70, which is $73 American. The manager of one restaurant described his act as very theatrical. After witnessing his routine, the manager took a picture of the guy and shared it with other restaurants in the area, warning them about his scam. And despite his numerous arrests, the guy was released each time as his crimes were considered minor due to the small amounts he owed at each restaurant. However, his dine and dash incidents added up, and he ended up owing $800 in unpaid restaurant bills. His scam finally came to end when he was sentenced to at least 22 days in jail for failing to pay his fines. He faked a heart attack
to get free food. I wonder if I could get away with that.
Try right now.
Is this like when Harry met Sally, but a heart attack instead of a...
Here, ma'am, I'll be right back with your bill.
I don't know what a heart attack looks like.
I don't know either. It sounds awful. We're not making light of heart attacks, but this guy, how would you fake it? By the way, I couldn't. I would do it so over dramatic. Oh my stars.
Oh my heart.
Exactly. That's so screwed up. These restaurants are barely getting by. You know what I mean? Yeah. To go in there and do that. Don't you have a heart?
Okay. So a friend of mine was once in a restaurant, and she was with her friend, and they'd gotten like all dressed up to go to this restaurant, this really nice restaurant in San Francisco. And she was with this really hilarious friend, and she got laughing so hard. And they were sitting on these big plush comfy chairs, laughed so hard she peed her pants.
Oh. And then?
And then her friend started laughing so hard, and they were both laughing hysterically, didn't know what to do. So her friend was like, we're just going to double down. So she peed her pants.
Oh, that's a good friend.
Right? Would you pee your pants for me?
Oh, it's time for a break. Hey, when we come back... When we come back, I'm going to tell you about my trip to a Chinese food restaurant. I usually avoid it because like I don't know how to order it in a healthy way. Wellington was really in the mood. And so I looked at the menu and I think I figured out a way to order healthy. I wanted to share it with you. I also looked up ways to order healthy at Chinese food restaurants, like healthier options.
Understood.
We'll be right back. I have to go pee my pants.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Welcome back to the program. So yeah, Chinese food, Bethy, is something we used to go to all the time when I was a little kid. Do you remember in Mount Vernon? Are you going to remember the name of the Chinese food restaurant?
Dragon Inn. Dragon Inn.
Is it still there?
Yes, it is. I went there a couple of years ago.
Magic.
And it's still attached to the bowling alley.
Yeah, it was very weird how like it was open. It was like a restaurant, like a Chinese food restaurant that just like didn't have one wall because it went straight into the bowling alley. You would like hear pins and, but it was the only Chinese food restaurant in town when we were growing up?
I think so.
It's there and it's still attached to the bowling alley.
Is it?
It's on Riverside Lanes, which was the name of the bowling alley.
Yes.
Because Riverside Lane was the road and Riverside Lanes was on Riverside Lane.
It's Riverside Drive.
Oh, what?
And then Riverside Lanes was the name of the bowling alley.
Well, the address is Riverside Lane, which is the side street that the
Understood. But it's off of the main drag, Riverside Drive.
Anyway, this is riveting for people who don't live in Mount Vernon. No. Anyway, there's a Magic Inn or the Dragon Inn. We used to go there and we would get, they had sweet and sour egg drop soup. That was it.
Yes.
Egg drop soup. My dad would get, and there was some sort of pork that was like sliced really thin. It had like red on the outside. That's a barbecue pork.
Yes. Yeah. Barbecue pork. And then you dip it in the super spicy mustard and then into the sesame seeds. Or you do barbecue sauce, tiny bit of mustard, sesame seeds.
I want that. Well, I haven't had that since childhood. How do I order that?
They sell it at our local grocery store. You can get a log of barbecued pork at our local grocery store.
Say what?
And then you slice it real thin.
I like the mustard. I forgot about that.
It was so good.
It was like the only place we would go to is that in Mexico Cafe or the two places we would go to as kids. My dad loved it. And my mom would say, don't order a soda. That's when they get you. So I never, right? They're expensive. So it was just water and they had the red cut. Oh man.
Oh, anyway, and tea. And they brought tea to the table.
My mom liked the tea. So there's a place here up in the country where we live and we never go to it. We always drive by and Wellington's like, I want to go. And I was like, well, I don't know what to order there. I feel like it's sabotage. Yeah. I can't because it's like, well, finally I was like, you know what? Let's go because I want to figure this out. So we went in and first, can we just talk about, this is the menu. What's on here? Let me find it. Where'd it go? Oh man. Oh, here it is. Here's the menu. So like appetizers, for example, vegetable spring roll, crab meat rangoon, deep fried, fried prawns, shrimp toast, egg roll, dim sum. I want that. Cold noodles, something called a Chinese pizza. I don't know what that is.
I'm curious.
you know what they brought to the table was like fried wontons with a sweet and sour sauce dipping. So I like it with chips and salsa. They brought the tea. And then all the fried rice and the noodles. Of course, that's what I want, you know, but that's not what I got.
Because my mouth is watering.
Because I thought about so many people like me who are on this health journey who like, you want to go to a restaurant with somebody you love. What kind of takeaway, you know, what do you do? So that's what I want to create is takeaway on this episode. So if your family's going to Chinese food and you're on a health journey, what should you order? How should you order? So let me tell you what I got. So I got, my thought was, let me get a protein that is not fried. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So they have all these things like sliced chicken. So that's not fried. It's like thinly sliced pieces of chicken, not fried. I think they must be steamed or something like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I thought that's going to be the best thing for me. Of course, what I want, sweet and sour deep fried chicken, pork, all that. But no. So I think that's my first step. Then I want a vegetable. So there's chicken with mushrooms, chicken with broccoli, chicken with peanuts, cashews. Then there's, you know, the fried blah, blah, blah. So what I choose is sliced chicken with snow peas.
Nice.
So they're like in the pod still, you know what I mean? Fresh, crisp, with a white sauce. So here was my recommendation. And then that's how I ordered. I ordered that. I said light sauce, light oil. And I got
brown rice
on the side, which I had just a little bit of it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I felt fully full and I thought, okay, well, this is like a doable way to do it. So that is a tip, is to order a light sauce, get the brown rice. So I'm going to tell you, brown rice instead of white rice, it helps to boost antioxidants, nutrients, and more fiber than white rice. So it's like better for you. And then here was a tip I saw online. You can ask for extra steamed veggies that you add to it. And it volumizes it because suddenly, like this little dish that you've had, if you add steamed veggies to it, now you've got this heaping plate.
Yes.
You can get some extra sauce on the side if you want to add it to it. And then I found out that there's a black bean sauce, which is fermented black beans. Wellington got shrimp, steamed shrimp with steamed vegetables and this fermented black bean sauce. It's great for digestion along with spices, sesame or vegetable oil, rice wine, shallots, and garlic. Have you ever had it? It's like a black sauce. So that's a healthy option.
I've had it, but that sounds amazing because it has like protein in it too, right?
Exactly. So I went to this I had all this anxiety about what am I going to eat? How am I going to like go off the deep end, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I ended up having the most delicious meal. And then I brought it home and ate it the next day for lunch. And it was even better the next day.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Question.
Go.
Did you have a vodka soda?
You did.
Question. Did you drink the tea?
I had a sip. I don't love tea. I don't like a hot beverage necessarily.
Understood. Did you have anything indulgent?
No, they brought a fortune cookie and I did open it to read my fortune, but I didn't have any of it.
Okay. Last question. What was your fortune?
Beautifully asked. I remember reading it and going like, oh, that is very profound. And, I forget.
You don't remember what it was.
No, I don't remember it, but I remember it was good. Yeah, I know it was good, but I don't remember. Isn't that awful?
You didn't keep it? And did you get lucky numbers?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But the lady running the front, she was taking the to-go orders, like delivery orders. And she answered the phone and she like got mad at the person on the phone. She was like, last time you ordered, you told the credit card that you didn't and disputed the charge. So you owe us $60. And if you don't pay it, we're never delivering to you again. If you ever do it again, you're blackballed from the restaurant. She was like on the phone. Yeah. Like you're off the list. You can't order from us anymore. Like just straight up like mad at the person on, I would be so, and it turned out he faked a heart attack. No, just
kidding.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to give you an update on our Chins Up Challenge. How are Bethany and I doing? We challenged ourselves months ago to try to get it together by summer. We want to be the healthiest versions of ourselves. Stick around as long as possible. Get rid of all our chins. We'll give you that update after this. And Welcome back to the program, Bethy. We challenged each other. Chins up challenge. Remember, months and months and months ago, we are going to do everything we can. We're going to be going, you know, being active, eating really well. We want to fit into things that were too tight or starting to get tight. We want to grab the reins on our life. Certain neighborhood in our weight, the scale, neighborhoods we say are, you know, within 5 pounds. That's one neighborhood every 5 pounds. We want to get a couple neighborhoods down. You have jeans that are supposed to be buttoning. Where are we in our journeys, Bethy?
What a great question. I will sum it up by saying I currently have a big zit on my chin and one of my chins. And that about sums up how I'm doing.
Wahapa, where are we in the journey? You look great. I'm looking at you right now. You look great. You always look great.
Thank you, darling. I went through a very stressful time last month and got through it with a little help from my friend, food. And so now I'm recovering from that. And I also, with the move, I no longer live right next door to a gym, but I did get an elliptical machine that is in my garage.
I didn't know that.
I know. Well, I got it cheap off of somebody else on island.
But you said it's on island. That's what you always say, on island. That's what they say where you live.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what they say.
So because you live on an island. So it's not plugged in?
It's not put together.
Oh.
It's in my garage, though.
Well, that alone is going to be a workout. So where are you in your neighborhood? Are you in the same neighborhood you started? Or have you
I moved up.
Above the neighborhood where we started?
No, I gained about 5-ish pounds plus or minus. Because I'm also, you don't want to hear about this, but also during certain times of the month, women's weight just change. It fluctuates.
I can hear about this. I can handle it.
So you gain weight when you're approaching your periods. And so I don't want to weigh myself right now because I've approached and I don't want to get discouraged by that number. So I'm going to wait.
You just
stifled a yawn.
No, I took a deep breath. Sorry, I breathed. God. No, I just took a deep breath.
But I don't want to weigh myself around this time of the month because it's discouraging. So I'm waiting until I'm done and then I'll start weighing myself again.
Can I breathe real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that that's fine. I honestly, like this, the chins up challenge and this whole thing, this stick around thing, there's no beginning, middle, end to it. It's like, you're in the fight as much as you're capable of being in the fight. Of course you should be pushing yourself, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have a plan. I've got my elliptical.
Great. I think
that's our exercising again.
Phenomenal. And I think that it's a testament to how this challenge and this whole health journey is flexible. It has to be because life is flexible. It has to be. So great. You'll get on it. So are you discouraged? Or are you still driven?
I'm not really discouraged. I'm proud of myself for getting through a really, really difficult time in my life. And I could have totally gone off the rails, but I didn't. I just used food as a comfort, as I do. And now I'm done with that for the moment. And I'm excited to get back on that horse.
I don't want to tell you how I'm doing.
Because you're doing like awesome.
I'm doing well. It's been a very productive chins up challenge for me. And I feel bad about that.
Why would you feel bad about that? I'm happy for you and proud of you.
But I don't want to say like, about that. Oh, I did great. And look at Bethy. She's a big, you know, hormonal mess and totally failed.
But I didn't fail.
I'm kidding.
No, but like, I'm okay with my fluctuation.
Yes.
And I love that you're doing well on your journey. You look flipping amazing, Ross.
Thank you.
There were times when, you know, I would look at you and see my bestie, but it just looked like you were slightly like somebody pumped you up with an air pump. Do you know?
You mean when I was at my heaviest?
When you were at your heaviest. Mm. And it just like, I could see you there, but it also just kind of broke my heart. Cause it's like, ugh, it just didn't suit you. It didn't suit you. Mm. And now you look so much like yourself. You look incredible. The pictures of you on Drew in those amazing outfits, you just look incredible. You look like yourself.
If I was a straight man, and you're a single lady,
and
you saw me, would you flirt with me? Would you be like, oh man, I've got to hit it. I need that. Oh, how would you flirt with me? Would you want to, basically I'm asking if you'd want a bone.
You once told me that naked you look like a melted candle.
I've described it as like my body as like if somebody set down a Muppet.
Oh, Frost.
Just like sat one down.
But you know what?
You know what I mean? And just sort of lost all.
I just sort of
fell over. Right.
Deflated. Like having a heart attack. I don't like guys who are super toned and like, you know, six packs. I really, that's not my jam.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Well, do you think you're ready for this, Jelly?
I'd bone you.
Okay, calm down. I'm a married man. Inappropriate.
Do you know what? I'm still freaking married too. So there we are.
Oh yeah, you are technically, aren't you? Oh gosh. Well, I wonder if we can still be friends once Welly hears this, my husband, because he probably won't let me around you knowing that you are lusting after me every time you look at me. I'm not a piece of meat, Bethy.
Okay, but Welly is way hotter than you are. Sorry. Oh,
agreed. Okay, well, now you can't be around Welly either. So this is goodbye.
Well, there are other options.
What's
for
that?
All three of us. Oh my God. Ew. Can we talk about something else?
Ew.
Ew. Well, you gotta now get me before.
Guess what?
I'm
this is the
single.
Best diet ever. Now I really don't want Chinese food. Thinking about that. Okay. Everybody, listen, truth is here.
Great.
We are all on different versions. Bethy and I are on the opposite ends of this spectrum right now, but we represent a lot of people's journeys right now. And I promise you, you know, even in success, there are struggles. And even in setbacks, there are successes. So there is no black and white here. You know, it's all a mix of whatever, of trying and failing and succeeding and trying again and staying in the fight. That's what it's all about. So Bethy, I'll stay in the fight. If you stay in the fight, when I have setbacks, be patient and gentle with me. When you have great victories, I will tell you I'd like to bone you if we were straight. Understood?
Understood. And I think that's a necessary part of this journey because it's not just going to be all successes.
So if you see friends who are ups and downs, you know, be there for them in their failures. And when they're doing great, offer to
bone them.
Bone him. Okay. Bone a friend. All right. Thank you so much. That's lessons to live by. If you want to follow Bethy, she is at Hunger Mama on all social media. I'm Hello Ross. Our show is Hello Ross Pod on Instagram. Of course, recipes.com. All recipes are there. Links to our Facebook group, resources, friends. Go in there. Introduce yourself. We're all in there. I read every single post, you know, in the recipes group.
We've got like 9,000.
It's amazing
in there.
And growing. Thank you all so much for listening. And if there's stuff you want to hear from us, let us know in the group because I want to know. It's basically like a folks group. So tell me what you want and I'll listen. So will Bethy. Stay in the fight, everybody. And until next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.